You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can call in and text in to the greatest 60 minutes in radio by calling in or texting in at 833-212-1017. Again, the Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Again, that is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, in addition to that, Truth Nation, boy, I'm dressed up a little bit today. I got my tie and my jacket in the car. Got a nice little emceeing event to do today. So we're going to see if this voice hold up. But I'm excited. Shout out to the Milwaukee Public Schools Foundation, the MPS Foundation, and their scholarship event tonight. 49 different students getting 49 scholarships to attend college. So that is phenomenal. That is exciting. And that is powerful, as Tori Lowe is saying. So I just love it because I am a huge proponent of students going on to go to college or going on to something. That is the pipeline I care most about, is the high school to something, whether it's high school to college, high school to career, high school to training, whatever it is. I want students to graduate from high school and have some type of pathway for their career that they're going to be on. But with that being said, Truth Nation, off the top today, I'm going to talk about Spirit Airlines a little bit more because I didn't get to tell y'all my personal feelings about Spirit Airlines going out of business.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
Dog, gas is $5.59 in Chicago. I haven't got gas in a week. I think the last time I got gas was like a Sunday, over a week ago. So now I got to go get me some more gas today. I'm a little nervous. I avoided stopping before coming into work because I didn't want to see them prices. Told y'all last week I saw 420 something. I'm like, nah. I hope it ain't $5 right now. I'm telling you, I can't afford it. I don't know how people do it. But Truth Nation, yesterday I did discuss how Donald Trump and his administration poorly planned out war in Iran was the death blow to Spirit Airlines and caused for the low-cost carrier to shut down. That was the topic, or one of the topics that I touched on yesterday. And I talked about how bad it was for the 17,000 employees that were no longer going to be employed. I talked about that yesterday. That's bad. But today I want to talk about the consumer side of it. And the reason why I want to talk about the consumer side of it, Truth Nation, is because I'm a consumer. You may be a consumer. You may not have bought into the hype and the hoopla and the lies about Spirit Airlines. All jokes aside, I just want everybody to understand that affordability matters, okay? It matters. And this is what these low-cost airlines like an Allegiant, like a Frontier, like a Spirit, that's what they offer. So despite all the jokes about flying a Spirit and becoming a Spirit, I heard them. Despite all the jokes about how you pay for every little thing on Spirit, Spirit was a tremendous option to make flying affordable. If everybody talking about having to pay for every little thing, I don't know if you've flown lately. But a lot of these airlines have this basic economy fare where you don't get nothing anyway. You don't get a carry-on. You don't get a check bag. You don't get none of that. Southwest Airlines just started charging for their bags. To check your bag. I don't know if y'all heard what Delta Airlines do. And I love me some Delta now. I love Delta. That's my favorite airline. But Delta is now saying if you are flying less than 350 miles, you better bring your own snack because they ain't feeding you. So while everybody was talking about, oh, Spirit makes you pay for this, makes you pay for that, so do these other airlines. They ain't giving you a free check bag. These other airlines ain't even giving you snacks now. With Delta saying they ain't going to give you a snack if you fly less than 350 miles. So what I'm saying is this. Look who acted like Spirit now, these other damn airlines. But for me, I really want to focus on the fact that access for people to be able to jump on a flight to go see a family or go see a loved one, that is something that we should not take for granted. Options for people to jump on a flight and go see the world is something that we should not take for granted. And they truly made flying affordable. They truly made flying something that a lot of people can do. And I'm a huge advocate of traveling. Y'all know that. I've talked about the fact that I love people being able to travel. I'm a huge advocate of people traveling the world outside of their block, outside of their zip code, outside of their city, outside of their state, outside of this country. It was a bad day for Spirit to go out of business because now we have less access to affordable flying in an airline that flew international. And to me, it isn't a joking matter when we're talking about the state of this country, right? When we think about the state of this country and the mental health that a lot of folks are in the state of this country because of what is currently happening. Job loss, just the rhetoric that we hear. So being able to pick up and catch a flight somewhere like St. Martin for the Lolo, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. And I'm being honest, a lot of y'all over-exaggerated how bad Flying Spirit was. A lot of y'all didn't even fly Spirit. Has something to say about Spirit. You got to mentally prepare yourself. Spirit ain't have a single accident in 34 years they was in business, but y'all want to talk about becoming a Spirit. Come on now, stop acting so damn scary. But the reason why I wanted to bring up Spirit today is because I, for one, was a flyer of Spirit, a big supporter of Spirit. I was a flyer of Frontier Airlines as well. I was a supporter of going ahead and putting that backpack on my shoulders and getting on the plane. I sure was. I was a supporter of sharing a check bag. I sure was. That was my thing. And I just want to give a special shout out to those who would travel with me, but specifically my lady, my fiance, because she understood the program. That's why her ass got the ring now. She understood the program. She understood the assignment, po thing. And she understand when we fly. I remember we went to St. Martin. We went to other places like, Florida and different places. But I remember we went to St. Martin about a year ago now. I said, listen, babe, we flying Spirit out of Chicago. So this is what it's going to be. She already knew what it was. I said, babe, we're going to get one check bag. You're going to have to figure it out. So you're going to go ahead. We can get this one check bag. We're going to have to put all our stuff in that bag. And go ahead and put that backpack on your back before we go to Chicago. All right, now, because our flight left at like 6 o'clock in the morning. So, hey, the night before we fly out, let's go get them snacks. Let's go make that run to Walmart or wherever it is, Aldi. Go get you some of them snacks for the plane ride. You know, I like getting my little chips, little stacked up chips. You know, it's not the Pringles. I don't like Pringles like that. I like the stacks, the Lay's stacks. Get my barbecue and my French onion stacks. But that's why I love it. You got a plan. I ain't had no problem with that. You get one check bag. Listen, we're checking a bag together. That's how you got to strategize. Are you going to fly these airlines? You got to strategize. She understood the strategy. She understood the plan. She understood just how we flying. You buy the snacks before you go. You bring your water bottle where you can fill it up and you can drink it, because you can fill it up when you get on the plane. They will give you water for free, but juice, all that, you got to pay for that. But we both get a backpack. So what you mean? Go ahead, put your swimming trunks, your undies and all that in your backpack. We knew what to do. We knew what to do. So that's why I didn't mind flying Spirit. We didn't turn into a Spirit. We save money. And that's why when we go on our honeymoon, we fly the class. Y'all know what class that is. The class behind first class. Because I told her I can't, we can't afford first class. But we got the one closest to first class. Literally, row 10, the one right behind first class. That's going to be us. We're going to be able to see the people in first class. But we won't be in first class. But we ain't going to be flying no lower class than that. Only the best we can afford for my girl. But Truth Nation, I did just want to bring it up today. It's the fact that, yeah, Spirit is out of business. And I love flying Spirit. But more importantly, the thing that I did want to really focus on is the fact that as consumers, we now have less options for affordable flying. And again, as an advocate of flying, as an advocate of seeing the world, I really do think it's important for us to be able to have more affordable options. And losing Spirit was definitely a hit. So while a lot of people on the national scale are debating about, you know, oh, it went out of business, which it is terrible. I think on the consumer side, that is something that sucks the most for us, because I do believe that this is another hit to our pocketbooks. And I did the numbers on gas, and I'm dreading going to the pump right now, because I know that there's going to be no relief in sight. And I know that when I put this gas in my tank, I'm going to be spending $17 more than what I spent 2 months ago. Or not even 2 months ago, I think it's like 48 days ago. And I'm going to be spending more money than what I spent last week when I put gas in my tank. And I believe last week I ended up getting gas for $3.50-something or $3.60-something out at Sam's Club. So we're going to see. I'm going to try to take a hike out to Sam's Club to see if I can go put some cheap gas in my tank. But it's probably at $4 a gallon now. So again, I just call for people to really start pushing back, because at a certain point, we have to use our voices. We have to be able to let people know that this can't continue to go on. It cannot. We've been going through this rising prices and rising costs now since 2020, since the pandemic. Literally, since the pandemic, where people went crazy and started buying a whole bunch of stuff, we have seen our prices consistently go up. We are going on over a half decade of prices going up, cost of living going up. Wages not really following at the same rate that they need to go up. Minimum wage is still low. There is now in minimum wage, and I saw a stat out there, is that beef costs more than minimum wage. Let that sink in. Just the basic thing of beef costing more than minimum wage. So again, we need to, at some point, we got to get to a breaking point where we actually start saying, hey, let's get this figured out. Somebody said, just check the app, $4.29 at Costco. Oh, no. If it's $4.20, Costco out in Menominee Falls? Oh, and I think I took the Gas Buddy app off my phone because I didn't have no space. Tell me what the saying, what it say about saying, $4.49, you a damn lie. You a lie. Somebody just said Sam's Club gas is $4.49? I hope not. Oh, I hope you lying. I ain't going to be, oh, no, that means gas must be super high. If Sam's Club is $4.49, that means we must be pushing $5 a gallon. That's terrible. But this is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is crazy. Woodman's with $4.17. All right, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Hopefully it's like that this afternoon. I guess y'all know where I'm going to be at today. But then also here on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube, somebody said, I've been taking a sandwich on a plane damn near since Midwest Express went out of business. I did Spirit one time from Milwaukee to Orlando. It wasn't bad. Before we go, the first time, me and my family, we've flown together, but my first time we done a long flight together was a couple years ago. And Costco, $4.14. Yes, y'all. Hell, come on now. I get nervous. But let me lock in. We went to Hawaii. Me and my family did a family trip to Hawaii like 2017. You know, black folks, when we travel a lot of times because of history, right? Historically, our parents, or depending on your age of your parents, at least my parents, their parents, when they used to travel, you know, they used to always pack food because when they went south, and because our grandparents growing up, a lot of times when they went back home to go see their family, they go south, they say, oh, we can't stop in certain places. So they used to pack food to go. So I remember, I never forget, my mom, we was getting ready, you know, we went to the crib and getting ready to fly out early morning flight. And I remember my mom was packing all this food. And I was like, Mom, what is you doing? What are you packing all these sandwiches for? Like, they feed you on the plane. What is you doing? She said, you never know. You never know. I'm like, all right. We gave her a lot of stuff for that. But we got on that plane. I never forget. Everybody was like, hey, Mama, hand me this. My mom, my dad was like, hey, wife, hand me a sandwich. We was eating good. I ain't mad about that, so. But 833-212-1017, Truth Nation, when we come back on the other side, Milwaukee has a problem when it comes to safety. That is something we already know. But now safety is causing for neighborhoods to not only have stress and pain of violence around them, but stress and pain of losing things inside our community. That is a great resource for medicine, a great resource for snacks, a great resource for household items. On the other side, when we come back, we were going to talk about another Walgreens leaving our community, and we should only be blaming ourselves. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. We'll talk about that next.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
American Family Insurance is the proud sponsor of the award-winning 1017 The Truth, and since 1927, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most with the right home and auto coverage built around your life, Truth Nation, because when you've worked hard to build something, you want protection that works just as hard for you. That's why a peace of mind means you are free to focus on your goals, your family, and the dreams you are chasing. Truth Nation, insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Visit them today by going to amfam.com, amfam.com, to find an agent or get a quote instantly online. American Family Insurance. It is Truth to Power here from the award-winning 1017, excuse me, from the award. It is Truth to Power on the award-winning 1017, The Truth. We're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio here at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Again, you can watch and stream us live by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite shows. But in addition to that, Truth Nation, make sure you call in, text in, and share any thoughts that you have on today's show. Now, Truth Nation, listen. We need to get serious about what is happening in our city. I'm so serious about that. And I love Milwaukee, and I think Milwaukee is a phenomenal city. It is. It's a beautiful city. It has so many great things to offer. But when I look at the city as a whole, I think there is some development that needs to be done in order for the entire city to be beautiful. And when you hear about another Walgreens in the city closing, I hear a lot of people and some folks trying to figure out the why. Why is Walgreens closing? A lot of people pointing their fingers and saying, "Why? Come on, why are these businesses losing? Leaving? Why is Walgreens leaving our community and leaving us stranded and leaving us hopeless?" A lot of people are asking Walgreens for the why. But my perspective is different. And I think we as a city need to take an extremely hard look at why some of these stores are closing in our community. And why are they closing, and many of them citing the same reason and rationale for closing. Now, go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to hear a story from TJ. Shout out to TJ Dykstra from WISN. I saw him this weekend as WISN 12 was racking up awards at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. But shout out to TJ and WISN 12 for the great news story that they had talking about why Walgreens in Milwaukee is closing.
Yeah, that's right. And unfortunately, this is not the first time. Since 2023, three other Walgreens locations here in the city of Milwaukee have shut their doors for good. Today's pending closure at this location sending customers scrambling to try and fill their prescriptions before the June 23rd closing date. When we told customers the Walgreens off 27th and North Ave would be closing for good,
it's a distraught that is closing down.
They didn't hold back.
This is very inconvenient for me.
The Illinois-based pharmacy chain, in a statement to 12 News Monday, writing in part, "Despite our actions and investments in private security, persistent safety challenges at our North Avenue store do not allow us to operate sustainably." The store is set to close June 23rd.
It's always been a problem.
Data from the Milwaukee Police's crime log shows 14 reported thefts in the area of the store in the past year. Some shoppers say they've seen it.
And I know a lot of people are taken from the stores.
From this store
from
this store specifically.
But Monday's news is not new to shoppers. In October of 2024, the Walgreens at Layton and National shut down for good. November 2024, another closure at MLK and Hadley. Then, 1 month later, the 91st and Appleton store closed down.
They're taking all our stores away.
Back at the Walgreens on 27th and North,
every time I got my medication, I would send it at this place.
Customers now left scrambling, trying to find new locations to fill prescriptions. Walgreens says the store will fill prescriptions until June 23rd. After that, those prescriptions will get transferred to the Walgreens on 35th and Wisconsin Ave, 2 miles away. An extra commute that shoppers say is inconvenient.
They want to migrate us to where?
Right.
You know, we need these places. I'm picking up prescriptions for my granddad, my uncles, like my clients, myself, my children. So it's definitely going to be hard.
Certainly a major loss to that neighborhood. TJ, what do we know?
833, shout out to TJ and WISN12, but 833-212-1017. Will the inner city of Milwaukee lose all major businesses over the next decade? I think that's something that we have to talk about, because I know since I have been on The Truth now, it's been over a year, we have talked about different businesses leaving, right? We're talking about food deserts that we have in a lot of businesses having the same concern. And I want to ask at 833-212-1017, why would a major retailer want to plant his roots in a lower income neighborhood in the city of Milwaukee when they have to concern themselves with crime? 833-212-1017. I'm trying to understand why we continue to see this and what solutions can we find to solve some of these issues that we have with, it seems to be, these businesses losing. You hear the community crying out saying this is bad. And you see the different Walgreens that they said they have left over the last year. But then I remember the Walgreens over there on Hampton in Fond du Lac, the one that I grew up going to, closing down. And I believe the one on 76 and Mill Road, I'm not sure if that's open or closed. I'm not 100% sure. I gotta remember. I don't go to that one anymore, the one on 91st and Good Hope. I go to a little bit more than that, but my whole point is this, Truth Nation, is that this sucks. And that Walgreens specifically there off of 27th and North Avenue is one that I go to a couple times a year, close to the barbershop. But really what makes this worse is the fact that this location where Walgreens is going away, we had to talk about last year, the Pick and Save in that Metcalf Park area also closing as well. And so again, while Walgreens is doing a nationwide close in 2025 where they closed 450 different stores due to overperforming, they cited specifically in this case that these stores, in this specific store, it was safety challenges that led to the closure. And so when I think about why we have these issues in the city of Milwaukee, I'm thinking about the fact that we have to find a way to solve some of these issues when it comes to safety concerns. Because even if the store was low performing, the fact that they cited the fact that they were dealing with safety concerns, that is a major issue. It is a major issue. So even if the store may have been lower performing, the challenges with safety accelerated the closure of this store. And to me, it's not fair to the community, because they're talking about having to go to 35th in Wisconsin to be able to go and do their, you know, get their groceries or whatever, or get their, you know, medicine. That's not fair to the community. It is really not. And I don't want to hear people pointing the finger at Walgreens when in reality, I think it is a community issue that we have in Milwaukee where our residents deserve better. But when you have theft and you have crime, you have to figure out why do we have these different things? Because at the end of the day, we have to think about, hey, is Milwaukee really a place that I want to move to? Because if I move to an area, you're telling me the Pick and Save leaving. You're telling me the Walgreens leaving. What is going to attract me to want to be in that specific area in Milwaukee? I want to hear our politicians and leaders and community members not talk about Walgreens being the place reason for them leaving. I want them to talk about the actual real issue and not deflecting from the real problem that we have in our community. And the fact that we need to face the reality that there are certain parts of this city that needs more economic investment and more education. Because until we get that, we're going to see ourselves in a constant cycle of stores continuing to leave and our community having less and less resources. And I'm telling y'all this right now, our city is being torn into two halves, the haves and the have-nots. It's literally happening. It is literally, it has already started before, But now I can continue to see the progression. Because when you develop and you build houses to attract people to certain areas, that's one thing. But when you put apartment buildings in areas and you don't build houses, and when you see grocery stores and you see pharmacies like Walgreens leaving, you are really depressing an area. And when you think about that specific area off of 27th and North, why would somebody want to move to live in that area when you don't have a Walgreens, you don't have a grocery store, you don't have, no, if you live over there, fantastic, but you don't have a whole bunch of home ownership. Why would I move there? When I think about where you want to plant your roots and where you want to live at, when you don't have grocery stores, pharmacies, home ownership, good schools, and jobs, you have absolutely no reason to be over there. I'm being so honest. And so this is why right now, this needs to be the number one thing that our older folks and our mayor are really addressing, is how do we build up our community so when businesses think about where they want to build, they want to say, we want to build here and we want to stay here. When I grew up, there were Walmarts, Walgreens, all over the place. These were buildings that were staples of my childhood that are now disappearing and leaving. Now, I understand the economics of right now is rough, and there's more competition with online stores and how you can get your medicine or whatever it is with Amazon or however you order stuff. So I understand there is more competition. But I don't hear about some of these stores closing in other suburban areas. And so that is why I am saying that how can we as a community make sure we're building our spaces up to ensure that these places say, I want to be there. Because I'll be honest with you, if I was a corporation or a business and I had to deal with crime in a neighborhood, if I was a corporation in a business and I had to deal with constant theft and there were security concerns, I would close up shop too. So that's why we have to go beyond the easy target of saying, oh, it is Pick and Save's fault, or oh, it is Century's fault, or oh, it is Walgreens' fault, or oh, it is Walmart's fault, or oh, it is Lowe's fault for closing. But when there is a consistent pattern of a lot of these places citing security concerns and theft as a reason for closing, then we need to look in the mirror and we need to reflect on how can we be better as a community to ensure that these corporations can thrive, but more importantly, our community has these important businesses inside of them. 833-212-1017, Alan Sherman Park. What are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Hey, how you doing, Kyle?
Doing all right, brother.
You could see this coming. If we go back to 2020, and we had the Black Lives Matter marches, and they were looting, and then you saw stores boarded up, and you saw some stores burned down, some stores closed. And then it continued after that. And then we had this attitude of, oh, we don't like the police, or, we got to get on the police, got to have less police, defund the police, right to fund police on the street. And you adopted that, because guess what? When you don't have no police, the criminals are going to just run amok.
But we got police, though, Al. So we got police, but so how?
You don't have enough. Well, you don't have enough police.
They don't have enough police. They cost too damn much, and that's the problem that we have.
You ever wait for the police to show up to your house recently?
I have not. It's a wait time long.
Yes. Even for accidents. I'm a corner where it has a lot of accidents. You'd be waiting. One day, so the police just drive right past the accident.
So what do you believe the reason for? So you believe the reason why these stores are closing? You thought saw it was coming because you said Black Lives Matter and the fact that people were anti-police. Because I think it's much deeper than a movement that fizzled out. I think it's much deeper than police. I think it has to be rooted in the mentality of a community to believe that stealing is okay, and a mentality of older folks and leadership who is not investing enough in the community or not attracting enough investment in the community to give people opportunity. Education system that is completely broken, where our kids are not going on to understand the importance of getting a higher education. And again, not just going to 4-year college, but 2-year, whatever it is. So you think it's more of Black Lives Matter?
It's a mentality that started, that kind of culminated there. And then you saw the politicians jump on. And then when someone gets arrested, oh, no, we can't have harsh treatment. Oh, in the case of Lena Taylor, oh, no, the kids can't be out at Lincoln Hills. We got to have something closer to home. And we want to poo-poo the people who are really doing harm to the community rather than throw the book at them and throw them under the bus. And then we got, again, black leaders jumping on board saying, yeah, we shouldn't be that harsh on crime. Oh, and the police are the worst.
Okay.
They're the fault.
I hear you, Al.
And you just throw your arms up like, why do I want to locate
I hear you.
That has that mindset?
And one day I'm going to talk about Lincoln Hills because I was also, thank you, Al, I was also a person that was anti having them Lincoln Hills in that neighborhood or moving the kids from Lincoln Hills. Lincoln Hills was a terrible place. And I spoke with somebody who's very well connected. And actually, I am now a proponent of them moving to the neighborhood because I do think it is better off for families. But Al, I appreciate you chiming in. But 833-212-1017. Walgreens is once again leaving this another place in Milwaukee. 27th and North Avenue will be losing their Walgreens come the end of June. And I want to tell people that we cannot blame Walgreens for this. We need to look in the mirror and we need to blame ourselves. We need to blame ourselves as a community because what incentives are we giving a business to move in a community when we're just going to steal and rob from them and have crime around it? 833-212-1017, Security Mike, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Well, I'm seeing it firsthand now because I'm at a Walgreens.
Yes, sir.
Something I had to take, didn't want to have to take it, but I was doing another since I've been on the job patrol drive, but now I'm at a Walgreens. And the thing is, like I've been telling a couple of customers I've caught and taking things, and I say, when you lose this one, what you going to do then? Mm. I'm at the one on 76 in Capitol. So if you lose this one, then what you going to do? You're not going to go out to the suburbs doing this because they're going to call the police on site. They think it's all right to take. And customers, I heard some customers say, I'll just steal it. They're waiting all this time. They don't have patience. You know, a lot of stuff is locked down now. So you have to wait until you get an associate to come and open the case. Okay, a lot of people, they're just taking me waiting all this time. I've heard customers say that. Well, the price is so high, I might as well take it and this and that. So it's like, it's sad, man, because it's our people.
It is.
It's all right to steal something, man. It's crazy.
Security Mike, and thank you so much. And I think that is the one thing that we have to do. And Al alluded to it as well. And y'all know I'm more of a, I'm not a hardliner, but I am a stern person when it comes to the fact that, listen, we cannot act like there isn't a problem. And I think far too often we try to act like there is not a problem in our community. Truth Nation, listen, at the end of the day, in the city of Milwaukee, I don't give a damn what happens in Appleton. I don't give a damn what happens in Winnebago. I don't give a damn what happens in Platteville. I don't care what happens in Madison Hill. I don't even care what happens in Oak Creek. I care what happens in the city of Milwaukee. And in the city of Milwaukee, the people who are doing the most crime, the people who are doing the theft, the people who are causing the most issues in the city of Milwaukee as a whole, especially on the north side of Milwaukee, are people that look like you and I. Now, either we can run from it and get mad about when people talk about it, or we can actually address it head on and say enough is enough and get people on the right path. And until we take that mentality of, I cannot allow for another young brother or young sister to sit there and fall into the system, and I'm going to correct the poor behavior, until we get to the point where we're okay with correcting the behavior, we're going to continue to have issues in our community. At some point during this week, I'm going to talk about the fact that there were more 14-year-olds arrested in the murder of a 30-some-year-old man in the Bayview area on 414 day. Teenagers. So until we actually face the reality, until our politicians actually be like, you know what? Y'all bleeping up. This is what it is. We got to be better. We need a hard ass to be in charge of the city. We do. We need to stop sugarcoating stuff. And matter of fact, Mayor Cavalier Johnson ain't got to be hard ass. He need to hire a czar. He need to hire a hard ass czar to walk around and keep it real. Because I'm sick of these our community losing. You heard in that video, people are devastated of the fact that they no longer will have a Walgreens in their community, and they have to go 2 extra miles just to get to a Walgreens. 2 extra miles, and everybody does not have access to transportation. Some people walk to their community in their local Walgreens, and now you got to walk an extra 2 miles or find transportation for an extra 2 miles? That is not fair to our community. So to hell to the young kids that's messing up. Let them learn a lesson at 17, 18, 19 versus taking away from our community. But I see your calls. I see your texts. We'll continue the conversation on the other side. Walgreens is leaving again in Milwaukee. And now we're going to be losing, I believe it's going to be 6 different Walgreens in the span of less than 2 years. And the recent reason for a Walgreens leaving 27th and North Avenue is because of security concerns. How can we fix this? 833-212-1017. What is your experience when it comes to theft? Security Mike shared his experience that people were just stealing. He's saying, what are y'all stealing for? They said, well, because we want to. But 833-212-1017. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts next.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
The Memorial Day sale is going on right now at Steinhoffels, and honestly, it's the perfect time to get your home ready for the summer. Save up to 30% store-wide, plus get amazing deals like a beauty sleep mattress for just $399. Yep, you heard that right. A beauty sleep mattress for just $399. Plus, they're offering Steinhoffels 18-month 0% financing, so your dream space is well within reach. Head to Steinhoffels or shop anytime at steinhoffels.com. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale at Steinhoffels, Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, Kyle Wallace, and I'm just talking about the simple fact that Walgreens once again is having another store close in Milwaukee, and this time they are citing the fact that theft and security concerns when it comes to the crime happening around but also happening inside the store that is causing for them to say, we just need to close our doors. And once again, a neighborhood specifically off of 27th and North, right down the street, within the last year, lost a pick and save in that Metcalf Park neighborhood. And so when you're losing groceries, when you're losing pharmacies, when you're losing jobs, and you don't have housing, and the education in the area isn't the best, what is the thing that is attracting you to be in this area? And a lot of people are going to point the finger at Walgreens and say, oh, well, here goes Walgreens, another big corporation leaving. No, no, no. We need to have a reality check, and we need to understand it is not Walgreens' fault for them leaving. It is the community's fault for them leaving. And until we say we need to be better as a community, until we start holding people accountable for saying you need to stop committing this crime, because the crime is not only hurting our community, but it's taking away businesses, it's taking away opportunities, and is lessening the quality of life for our community. We need to start calling these people out. We cannot allow for this to continue, because, again, it is making Milwaukee a less desirable place to be. Why would anybody want to live on North 27th Street or that area when you don't have great housing, when you don't have great jobs in the area, when you don't have great schools in the area, when you don't have food and you have food deserts in the area, and now your pharmacy is being taken away? Why would I want to move there? We need to focus on how we can beautify Milwaukee and how we can make Milwaukee a more attractive place for everybody to live. That's what we need to focus on, the north side of Milwaukee. 833-212-1017. K in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's show?
Yeah, so the only way they actually going to make anything happen is they're going to have to set up their stores in a way that the thieves think. So I know down in, I think it was California or Florida, I can't remember where, but we were going to these gas stations, and when you stop along these gas stations, there is nothing out. Everything is behind glass. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. You can't even use the bathroom unless you pay for something inside of there. So what they need to do is strategically set it up just like that. You want to come shopping in Walgreens? Everything behind the glass. You pick what you want.
Kay,
whoever back behind the counter.
Kay, I hate that. I hate that so much.
Guess what?
I told a story.
Guess what?
I understand. Like, I hate asking for keys. I hate asking for keys to get stuff. I'm like, mm-hmm. Come on now. And I remember.
But guess what?
Yes, ma'am.
No, go ahead. You remember what?
No, I was going to say, I remember when I hadn't been to the Pick and Save on 76 and Good Hope in a while. It had been like, I don't know, maybe like 18 months, or it might have been more than that, because I just don't go. I go to other places. Costco really got me. And so I remember last year, I went to the Pick and Save on 76 and Good Hope, and I felt like I was in a prison. I grabbed my came in, and I had to go through security. I grabbed my stuff, and in order to check out, I had to walk all the way down this long security barrier in order just to go through another security checkpoint just to check out. And I said, this feels like a damn prison. I can't shop here. I don't want to feel this way.
Oh, wow.
I can't go from going to Syndex and feeling all free with my red bag to feeling like a prison. But it's not fair to our community, because the majority of our community is doing right. So it's not fair that me and you and others have to ask for help to be able to get some. Have to be able to get a banana. I got to go through a damn security check. But Kay, I feel you on that. It's our community's fault, and it's not the majority. It's a small minority that is ruining for the rest of us.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Miss Sandra, what are your thoughts on today's conversation? Before you go, Miss Sandra, make sure y'all watching Streamers Live on YouTube. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, a share, and a subscribe. And also, Miss Sandra is on our Truth Talking text line at 833-212-1017. Now, Miss Sandra, I know you got a lot to say.
They can see my face?
No, they can't. No, they can't see your face. No, they cannot. But I know, I'm sure I've seen
you
in person.
Okay,
very beautiful. Mm-hmm. Very beautiful.
Thank you. I share it anyways, because I say what I say and I mean it. But what I was going to say, now a lot of stuff is going on. You ever heard of the Powell memo?
No, what is that?
It's a memo. I mean, it's pull it up. It's a memo that goes through everything that's happening now. And especially in the inner cities where they're cutting the schools and all that stuff, and how conditions are going bad, because number one, when they lift the residency rules, the police will have to live here. I feel if you don't have to live here, you don't care about the city. You know, they don't have that feeling, you know, like I have and like you would have, because we live here. And there's a lot of stuff they cut out, going back to the days of offshoring the jobs and cutting unions and what right to work jump that Walker did. It's a lot. That memo give you all that stuff. I urge every black person to read it, and you see where we're going, and you won't sit there and say black people are the fault, because they tell us to get our own business, but you got to, you know, get started with that, you know.
So who's the problem in the city of Milwaukee, Miss Sandra?
The problem is
on the north side.
Listen, they were going to close anyway. I get the Tribune, and 5 years ago, they said they were going to close, and they were going to make them like little medical centers you go into. They were going to close. Walmarts are using empty buildings for the jails, for the Mexicans, and probably us too. So there's a lot going on we need to read about and get encouraged to get into.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Sandra. I appreciate that. I guess you have to look into that. But again, 833-212-1017. And again, let me just be very clear, because sometimes I have guilt when I talk about these conversations, and maybe we got to get rid of this guilt in our mind, is that everybody steals. Let me just be very, very frank with that. Everybody steals. And I was talking here on the Truth Talking, here on YouTube. You can go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can join in on the chat. And JD the Poet was like, you know, I find it hard to believe they're not stealing in other communities. They are stealing in other communities. Don't get it twisted. They are stealing in other communities. But I don't think the level of theft is the same. And then in addition to that, I know for a fact, y'all remember, I went to school at Whitefish Bay. And there's this place called Winkies. And the kids, you know, I didn't go to it very often because, you know, it was like, that was for their community, right? I get busted in, get bust out. But I remember, you know, sometimes we hung out during the summer. Some of them white kids were stealing like a mug from Winkies. They sure was. Now, I didn't steal, because that's not the way I was raised. But they were stealing. So, yes, people steal in other communities. But I just think the mentality of going from kids stealing and adults stealing, and people like Security Mike said earlier, who called into the show, where somebody said, oh, this line too long, I'm tired of waiting, I'm just going to steal it. Instead of put it down, I'm just going to steal it. We got to fix that. We got to correct that behavior. We got to call it out. But 833-212-1017, that is the Truth Talking text line. And Marvin said, I can't blame Walgreens for leaving. Too much riffraff in the city. Just can't have nice things here due to the theft. I shop mostly in the burbs. I hear you on that one. Gnostic Devil says, why is it always taken away or dismantled? Not a wonderful new opportunity for black businesses or entrepreneurs. By the way, how small locally owned groceries doing? By the way, how is that small? Let's definitely check. You're talking about Sherman Park Grocery Store. They're still open. So, but no, I think it could be an opportunity. I think it definitely could be an opportunity for a small business to be successful. But I'm going to be very honest, is that there's nothing like having a pharmacy in your community like a Walgreens. Walmart, cheap clothes, whatever. But when it comes to having access to a pharmacy like a Walgreens, that is something that is essential. it definitely is essential. And one thing that I am happy with Walgreens, even though they're closing, they did say that they, for 90 days after they're closed, they're going to have prescription drugs being delivered for free. So that's a positive thing, is that at least Walgreens understands that as the transition happens, they're going to provide free delivery for a lot of these folks. So that is a good thing. But again, I think at a certain point, we really need to focus on how do we overall make Milwaukee more of an attractive place? And I think it starts with the foundation of many things. And I'll get to what those, the foundation of things that we need to build upon in order to make sure that Milwaukee is a sustainable place for people to live. But more importantly, businesses want to be on our side of the city. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. I'll share the foundational things that we need in order to finally attract businesses and attract people to be in the city that we love.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Three, ho!
Life's better when you're covered with a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance. You're not just buying coverage. You're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Someone who understands what you've built and what you are building. Because when your home and your ride are protected the right way, you are free to focus on your family, your goals, and your future. Insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com today. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. And again, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube and give us a like, a share, and a subscribe. And my final thoughts for today is Walgreens has closed at least five stores over the last couple of years in Milwaukee, and many of it has been due to low performance. But Walgreens, located on 27th and North, will be closing by June 23rd. And according to Walgreens in a statement, they said despite their actions and their investment in private security, persistent safety challenges at the North Avenue location store did not allow for operation to be sustainable. That is a problem when corporations are telling you that they cannot be sustainable due to crime inside the community. That is a problem, Truth Nation. And I told y'all the foundation of what we need to do to get better. It is very simple. It is very simple. We need to understand that our city leaders need to be focused on investing in education. They need to be focused on investing in crime prevention. They need to be focused on investing in industry inside the community. Because until we actually emphasize for every kid when they go through high school that you are not walking out these doors without applying for a job. You are not walking out these doors until you get that college acceptance letter. You are not walking out these doors until you have that apprenticeship. Until we let them know walking out and not having something to do after is loser energy, is loser type mentality, is that you are the person that's doing the wrong thing, we will continue to have these issues. Are you going to rid yourself of all the crime? Absolutely not. But we need to change the mentality. We need to change the culture. When you graduate from MPS, we need to celebrate what you got coming next. That is what we have to do. But this has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. The Tory Lowe shows up next for 1 to 4. Truth Nation, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Peace out. I will talk to y'all tomorrow.